We also did a chant, which is it's considered the Buddha's first exclamation after his enlightenment. It's from the Dhammapada, and it evokes that it's on page 83 of the first chanting book. And it evokes that sense of samsara and that quest of being free from samsara. Samsara was always so for many lifetimes in the round of birth, wandering on endlessly, for the builder of this house I searched. How painful is repeated birth? And the Buddha sort of reflecting on that, thinking, how painful is it? And then samsara literally does mean wandering on, so that it has its external expression in the sense of the realm, the wandering on in the realm of rebirth, wandering on through all the various realms of existence. But say, even if one doesn't subscribe to a multi-lifetime worldview, the way that the mind wanders on from thought, to feeling, from emotion to emotion, it keeps wandering on. It doesn't find a place of rest. It doesn't really find a place of refuge and a place of ceasing, in a sense, not in the sense of annihilating, which is important. There's a distinction. The Buddha isn't trying to annihilate existence. He's just trying to not get entangled in it, and to be able to not wander on following those impulses internally or externally. So, and then that Buddha, the Buddha is having this sense of house builder, in the sense of the builder of the house is craving and attachment. That's what builds our house. That's what builds us. We keep camping out in craving and attachment, it's never really a happy place. And then the Buddha says, "House builder, you've been seen. Another home, you will not build. All your rafters have been snapped, dismantled is your ridge pole. The non-constructing mind has come to craving's end." So that in Pali it's vi-saṅkhāra. So that non-fabricated, non-constructing, non-compounded. And it's that coming to craving's end, tanha, coming to the end, that desire, thirst, is its actual literal meaning. Tanha's literal meaning is thirst, a sense of that thirsting for something more, something else, something to do, something not to do. it's always something else. So thing, okay, it's everything gets pulled apart. That non-constructing mind is experience. So that's the essence of the Buddha's awakening, really. So it's very short, very pithy, very worthy of reflection and contemplation.